Because the first new moon of the season occurs Monday evening, March 27th, we get to watch its beautiful crescent adorn the western horizon for most of this week. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and here's what I see as the story in this week's night sky. Up until very recently, the planet Venus brilliantly dominated the western horizon, casting her veil of love and beauty over the sunset world. But Venus has disappeared into the arms of the sun, who's escorting her to her morning star position, where she'll remain for the rest of this year. But in the wake of Venus as evening star, the moon takes the stage, gathering up the love and beauty that Venus left behind. But what for? The moon is oftentimes associated through myth and story with dramatic emotions and deep feelings, the kind that are stirred by passionate desire. And when this kind of passionate desire is stirred up by love and beauty, we get stories like The Sleeping Beauty, where beauty only fully awakens through the physical encounter of a kiss. But let's consider the story of Simon and Iphigenia from the Renaissance humanist Giovanni Boccaccio. Now, in the story, Iphigenia is asleep in a rather sensual position when Simon happens upon her. As the oldest son of a noble family, Simon has the reputation for being strong and handsome, but also rather brutish, so it's easier to imagine that he might take advantage of the sleeping maid. However, rather than give over to base desire when he sees Iphigenia, Simon realizes that he's looking on the most beautiful thing in the world, and he's transformed by it to his highest, greatest good. Now, Frederick Lord Leighton painted this scene in the late 1880s, complete with richly draped fabrics, deep colors, and the moon. In the painting, we see Simon looking on the sleeping Iphigenia with the first hint of a full moon rising in the background, and with it rises Simon's higher, greater self. So as you watch the moon growing greater and greater this week, consider Simon and how love and beauty can inspire us to realizing our highest ideals. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.